May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 941. Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all, prostrate before thy throne I fall. Fain would my soul look up and see my hope, my heaven, my all in thee. 941.
Jesus, my read together from the most holy word of God. Three portions. Firstly, Isaiah chapter 53. And then turning to Isaiah chapter 63 and read the first 9 verses. And then we'll turn to Zechariah's prophecy. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. And he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. And Isaiah chapter 63, reading the first 9 verses. Who is this that cometh from Edom with thy garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, travelling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winefat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury. And I'll bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Saviour. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Then turning to Zechariah's prophecy in chapter 13, and reading the last few verses from verse 7 to the end. Zechariah's prophecy, chapter 13, reading from verse 7 to the end. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us reading of his most holy word. Grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind and gracious God, once more we are gathered, and thou hast gathered us in thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard. Having spared our unworthy lives so to do, truly in wrath thou hast remembered mercy. And blessed be God, we're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy still stands open, and the day of grace has not ended. We read in thy word, as a tree falls, so it shall lie. But we also read, whilst there is life, there is hope. O Lord, do then stir us each up. Stir us each up. Certainly the day is far spent, and our lives hasten on. A never-ending eternity is before us. And O Lord, how we need that preparation which is of thee. How we need thee to work mighty in our hearts, that good thing. To bring us to cry unto thee for mercy. To look alone unto a precious Saviour. Lord, leave us not to rotten prompts. Leave us not to a pillow sewn under armholes. Leave us not to a sandy foundation, but, O Christ, the solid rock. Ah, there is no other foundation. Any other foundation, it will fail in that day when we have to stand that last great storm of life. Ah, there may be many things which we have wrought might buoy us up for a while, might carry us hither up to a point so far, but oh, in that last great day, oh, that shall see what is real and what is not. It shall be manifest in that day, and all that might have that which is real, certain, sure, safe, unmovable. Ah, 'tis Christ must be the way. 'Tis Christ must be the way. All other ground will prove to be as sinking sand. Ah, oh, we plead then, take us each in hand and lead us forth with that right way. Oh, we also read in thy word there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Oh, may we be found shut in with Christ. Oh, that place in that cleft of the rock, clothed in with thee, clothed upon with thy robe of righteousness, that all when we have to appear before the judge of all the earth, that it might be 'tis he. 'Tis he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. So, Lord, we plead, prepare us each. Prepare us for that day. Lord, thou knowest how we, certainly in our younger years, we did not want to think about it. But, O Lord, we are brought to years now where we begin to see and feel and know the reality of it. That earthly tabernacle shall be taken down. There shall come a time when that place which knows us now shall know us no more hereafter. Oh, prepare me, gracious God, may that be our plea. Oh, how soon we can lose sight of these things. We soon become even as a world. We expect to rise again the next day and hardly give eternity a thought. Oh, prepare us each, Lord. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, for thy Spirit must the work perform. For it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Oh, that might be found in that day as a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. Oh, that one raised up from the dunghill, raised up as a prince. Oh, that son then, a daughter by blessed adoption, that heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. Oh, what a miracle it shall be. Oh, we're brought to consider and see what we are by nature. What a miracle that will be. And truly it shall be a miracle of grace. Ah, that sovereign grace that, oh, may we prove it abounds over our sins, abounds over all our imperfections, all our deep dyed stains, abounds over all our abominations and what abominable creatures we are. Ah, certainly we have to confess it is so. Ah, conceived in sin, shapen in iniquity, And so we are. Lord, have mercy upon us. And O Lord, may it please thee. There might be unto each one, from the youngest here to the oldest, drawn by thy sweet resistless grace. Draw me, and we run after thee. Do remember, we plead, the dear young friends, we look upon the young and the rising race, from the little ones, the very little ones, to those that are going, growing up and going on into life. O Lord, put thy fear in their hearts whilst young in years. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. Keep them in the hour of temptation. Keep them close to thee. Lord, cannot sometimes we look back to our childhood and youth, and we have to say, kept, kept by the power of God. It was nothing but thy almighty power, thy almighty restraining mercy, that we did not fall into such a gross open sin. Ah, yes, the very thought was there at times, but O Lord, kept by thy almighty power. So, Lord, keep them. And if there are those that have wandered, perhaps they've been drawn aside. Oh, Lord, may they prove this. there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Yes, and it is for the rebellious also. And oh, what rebellious creatures we are. We often think of sheep, and oh, how at times some are truly rebellious. When we look back to that time when we used to have our own, some used to try our patience quite considerably. But for the rebellious also. And we often think of those lines of the hymn, once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. So we plead, do remember the dear young friends in heaven to cast all their cares and burdens upon thee in their young lives, to seek counsel of thee, seek guidance of thee, that thou wouldest guide them in their paths, direct their steps. O Lord, we would plead for them, for truly we consider the adversary. Yes, sometimes that roaring lion, but sometimes that subtle foe. How subtle he is at times. Even can appear as an angel of light. O Lord, who keep them, then we plead. May they ever may they ever be upon their watchtower. So do help them, Lord. Enable them to look to thee, one kind and strong, mercy joined with power. And do remember once again, parents and all that concerns them. Lord, a heavy responsibility lays upon parents and grandparents as we see our children's children. Lord, it is their never-dying souls. Their never-dying souls and eternity. Oh, we may see great things for them. But what is that when it comes to the swellings of Jordan? Oh, may we plead that thou hast work in their hearts this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness. Prove that all these other things shall be added unto you. Go before them in all providences. May they prove there is, that thou art their God of providence and a God of grace. Oh, dear one and oneself, oh, how we proved over many years that one, they will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. That one that can command even those of the world to provide those things necessary. O Lord, may they also prove like the prophet of old when, when thou didst command even those unclean birds of raven, the ravens to feed him. And so they did as thou didst command in the morning and the evening. And so it was, Lord, it was done. Thou didst give the word and command, and it was done. Until the brook dried up. Oh, then he had to prove again, even with that widow woman, that the barrel of meal shall not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail. And it did not until the rains came again upon the earth. What a mercy indeed. Whenever she went to make another cake and use a little of that cruse of oil, there was a sufficiency still. There was more than enough. And it did not fail. It did not fail. And some of us, we can look back to those times and seasons when even those words were sweet and precious indeed. The barrel of meal shall not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail. The God of all grace, providence, things for time and things for eternity. Remember those in the midst of life, all the cares there. Perhaps those in their studies and busy housewives, mothers, those in the workplaces, in the businesses, in their various employments, even in their retirements, how the things change in a moment. Things happen so fast in our day. And perhaps they're brought even to this. They wonder where the scene will end. And they find there's many a cry goes up unto thee. Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. Oh, govern all these matters according to thy good will. Take all these things in hand, all these things which seem at times like even as Jacob of old. All these things are against me. Oh, how we often find it so. Or it appears so to our flesh. It appears so to our carnal reasonings that things are against. But all must come at last and end as shall please our heavenly friend. And it's amongst us all things that work together for good. Those things which thou hast ordained of old, are purposed of old. And so we plead to enable each one to say, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Make us submissive to thy will. Yes, and may we see, oh, in the midst of those things which seem cross and quite contrarious, oh, the bow in the cloud. The bow in the cloud. Oh, what a mercy if we should see in the midst of our trials and dark places, that bow in the cloud of that covenant ordered in all things and sure, unshakable, unmovable, and those purposes will go on. Thy undisturbed affair shall go on as regards each one of us, and truly all must come. All must come at last and end as shall please a heavenly friend. And oh, may we each prove then. At times we're brought to much trembling. We become so fearful and afraid. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. So, Lord, remember each one in all that concerns them in the way. May they prove yet that in those times and seasons weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, there are many times, why art thou cast down on my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Remember once again, we plead for those in affliction's path. Thou knowest all that may detain them from thy courts this day. Ah, Lord, those things which we find at times, what frail bodies we have. Frail bodies we have. Lord, may it please thee. Do be their strength and sufficiency. Do hold them up. And may they prove my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, may they prove yet I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So, Lord, do remember them in their afflictions. Bless all the means used for their good. Ah, as one, as we saw him this afternoon, and due to go into hospital, if his eye will, on the morrow. Oh, go before him in this, we plead. Guide the hands that have his case in hand. Guide them and direct them. Oh, Lord, may they truly be as instruments in thy hands. Guide them in their thoughts and their deliberations. Oh, Lord, we plead. And do remember our dear friend and brother in the ministry, Matthew Hyde, in his affliction. Oh, we plead for him. Thou knowest it all. What a mercy. If we should have that sweet knowledge that nothing is hidden from thee. Nothing happens by chance. Oh, Lord, we plead. Do put forth thy healing hand and grant that healing touch. Lord, do sustain him, strengthen him, we plead. And keep the adversary at bay. And, oh, Lord, we plead for his dear one, and also Mr. Lawson's dear one. Lord, those that look on, and perhaps the young ones have a little knowledge of there's something wrong. Comfort their young hearts also, we plead. Oh, we can look back in oneself to our own childhood and our mother often in hospital. Never knew quite what was wrong or the reasons why. We knew from the conversations and the deportment of one and another that there must be something wrong. And so, Lord, those thoughts go through children's minds. Lord, comfort them also, we plead. Oh, may they also prove, even in their young years, the God of all comfort. May they prove also, each one, whether young or whatever their age may be, that one that has said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Oh, come to meet a poor sinner in his trials, in the midst of his trials. And blessed be God, some of we proved it so. Proved it so. Ah, that blessed truth. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Ah, proving that promise true. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So we plead to remember the afflicted ones. Remember those in age and infirmity. Age and infirmity. Lord, do strengthen them, we plead with that. Strengthen their soul. Or they may find the mud-walled cottage shakes, and it shall do. The earthly tabernacle being taken down. Oh, Lord, we plead. Oh, we plead. Do grant them those tokens for good, those tokens of thy special care, that they might know of a truth they're born of God, that their treasure is above, that as according to thy word, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and when I come again, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And, O Lord, we would not forget one also in his affliction, dear Mr. Pank. Lord, remember him also. Oh, do succour and strengthen, help him, Lord, we plead. And we think of his dear one and family. Lord, remember them. Oh, Lord, remember them. May they feel those everlasting arms underneath them. Ah, the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the skies. And, O Lord, may they prove, even as the psalmist penned it, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So remember each one. Any others we have not named, thou knowest, go to them where they are. Oh, go to them where they are. And, oh, we're often reminded in this, we do fail. We do fail in our asking. Reminds me of the time when even this poor one, dear son, had some major mouth surgery to undergo. Oh, how we thought we would bear him before the foot of the mercy at that time appointed. The time came and went, such was the busy scenes of life. But oh, how we felt distress of mind. Ah, and thou didst speak. I'm able to make up in giving where you fail in asking. So, blessed be God, make up in giving where we have failed in asking. Remember us also as churches and people. Lord, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. Oh, Lord, we plead. Oh, are there none of thy dead elect in and around these parts here and the little hills of Zion, that thou hast an eternal favour to ward. Ah, they're known of thee from all eternity. Oh, hasten that time, Lord, we plead, when thou wilt bring them in like those Greeks of old. With the sirs we would see Jesus. Give me Christ, or else I die. The prodigals, Lord, cause them to return. Bring them to that time of want. May they know yet, they may have had their fill of the world. May they prove that there's an empty void that the world cannot fill. Or may they be brought back as true hungerers and thirsters after thee and after thy righteousness, knowing what it is to smite upon their breasts and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, yes, acknowledging that they're black, black indeed. But, oh, may they yet know thy drawing power, drawn by thy sweet resistless grace, black but comely, drawn because thou hast loved them from all eternity. Bring them back, we plead. And Lord, do remember us now, and we plead this night, as we have favoured to gather around thy word. Oh, give this one that door of utterance, and that strength of voice, Lord. Keep that irritation at bay, if it could please thee. Lord, be our strength, be our sufficiency, be our all. Bless us each together. Do us each good. Send none empty away. Put the new song in the mouth, that song of praise unto thee. Pardon and forgive then our many, many sins, our often failings, our constant shortcomings. Oh, wash us each in thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 981. Why should I yield to slavish fears? God is the same to endless years. Though clouds and darkness hide his face, he's boundless both in truth and grace. 981.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. We read the last three verses. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Especially that verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. As we try to speak this morning concerning that woman that had that spirit of infirmity, those 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. We try to speak, what a poor way she was in. No natural man could help her, and neither could she help herself. But the Lord knew her condition, knew just where she was. And we read, did we not? And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. That appointed time, that place appointed, that time appointed. And as we said, some it may be 18 years, some 38 years, and some, even like the thief upon the cross, are just those few hours, few moments. But appointed in the sovereignty of God. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, this must have been unto her that day, 18 years, bowed down, could in no wise lift herself up. 18 years and perhaps sought advice of this one and that one, none could do her any good. We mentioned that woman that had that issue of blood, did she not? And she spent her all and rather grew worse. And how often it is so with the Lord's people, they think they can put their hand to that work. They think they can make an amend here, a New Year's resolution there. And what they find, the more they strive against sin's power, they sin and stumble but the more. Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. And how, as we read, the Lord Jesus said unto her, woman, all that time of release, that time of, as it were, we can put it in that way, a Sabbath unto her soul, a Sabbath, a rest for her soul. If we to look at it spiritually, 18 years of toil, turmoil, torment. 18 years. Tossings and turnings. And no doubt her strength was decayed. Much toiling and rowing in all those 18 years. But now that time appointed. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And we read, and he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. That which seemed so crooked, seemed to her an impossibility. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is able to make straight. Ah, and how crooked sin has made man. Ah, certainly it has defiled man in all parts. Yes, he finds his heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And who can know it? Oh, how crooked he is. Finds on the one hand, yes, even like the apostle, yes, the old man doesn't change and never will. The apostle had to say, the good I would do, that I do not, and that which I would not do, that I do. Sin is ever present with me. And you'll find it so in those times when it bubbles up. Ah, yes, it bubbles up. And he had to say, he was sold under sin. But he knew where to look. He knew where to look. It was revealed to him. For he cried out thus, Ah, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, wretched man. Ah, and you may say, well, you don't know how wretched I am. You don't know, I wouldn't want to tell you how wretched I am, you may say. But ah, come unto me. The word declares this is the word of the Lord. This is the word that came from the Lord's own lips when he is here upon the earth. And it was addressed unto those heavy laden, burdened sinners. It wasn't to anyone else. It wasn't to those that were full of self-righteousness. It came to seek and to save that which was lost. And not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, before I stood up, my mind went to that hymn of Newton's. And oh, perhaps your question is this. Does the gospel word proclaim rest for those who weary be? Then my soul put in thy claim. Sure that promise speaks to thee. Marks of grace I cannot show. Ah, that woman hadn't anything to commend herself. As we said this morning, the dying thief, he certainly had nothing to commend himself. We indeed justly suffer for our sins. But this man hath done nothing amiss, but we indeed justly. In that same condemnation, we justly suffer for it. Marks of grace I cannot show. All polluted is my breast. Yet I weary am, I know. And the weary long for rest. Ah, does that sum up your path, poor sinner? Found in such a place like that woman. Ah, and you long for that rest for your soul. You long to know that rest in your soul. She felt it, that infirmity. It bowed her down. Bowed down. Often said this, we can have many cares in this life. We can have many cares in this life, but the burden of sin, oh, when it's laid upon a poor sinner, when he realizes it so, what a burden belongs to him. He can't look at another, can't point the finger at another. It's his own burden, and it's a great burden, and it bows him down. Ah, and as we said just now, the more I strive against sin's power, I sin and stumble, but the more, because the burden seems to get bigger. It hasn't diminished. Have you found it hasn't diminished, poor sinner? All your strivings, it hasn't diminished. Marks of grace I cannot show. All polluted is my breast. Yet I weary am, I know, and the weary long for rest. Burdened with a load of sin, harassed with tormenting doubt. Ah, yes, there's much that needed making straight in that dear woman, was there not? And she couldn't straighten it. And so those harassing doubts and fears and the torments of the adversary seem to make things feel even more crooked. Certainly out of joint. Ah, and you're bound, as it were, and seem to be bound with those chains which seem impossible, and they are, they shall be to you, impossible to break. And you seem to be bound even greater with further and further bonds that are put upon you. For the law demands, and ever will demand, and that poor sinner under the law finds he cannot satisfy it, and that burden becomes greater and greater. Ah, all his sins testify against him. Burdened with a load of sin, harassed with tormenting doubt, hourly conflicts from within, hourly crosses from without. All my little strength is gone. Ah, that woman. Perhaps she's brought to the end of it all. Perhaps she's brought to this. I'll go again. Conflicts. Is the old adversary tempting you to give up? No more call upon his name. Ah, wearied with the journey, wearied with that burden, none to give any relief or comfort, no comfort in yourself, the old adversary, stirring up and stirring up. Hourly conflicts from within, hourly crosses from without, all my little strength is gone. Sink I must without supply. Sure upon earth there's none can more weary be than I. Oh, often find the language of the hymn writers. Ah, yes, we would not set it in the place of the word of God. But it's that experimental language that they handle and taste and felt in their path. Handle and taste and felt of those things. It was real to them, wasn't imaginary. Ah, sure upon earth there's none can more weary be than I. In the early hours of this morning, a hymn, I believe it was of Kent's, John Kent, also came to my mind. And I have to excuse the hymns, but I felt so sweet to my soul. Sweet to my soul. Ah, Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me, 759. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath my sin he smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. That burden bearer, that one raised up from all eternity, that one verily God, verily man, that all stood in the sinner's room, place and stand. Stood in the sinner's room, place and stand. The just to suffer the unjust. Dying that poor sinners might live. that spotless lamb. Oh, often think of that which Abraham saw by faith, was revealed to him, was it not? Yes. He spoke of Christ, one to come. But all that little faith that he had, as he took his only son, as he was commanded, to take his only son Isaac and offer him up. And Isaac said unto his father, see, here is the fire and the wood, but where is the offering? Where is the sacrifice? Where is the offering? Where is the sacrifice? Dear Abraham, all those years before ever it came to pass, said by faith this, God shall provide himself a lamb. Yes, it was manifest, was it not, when he raised his hand to slay his only son, commanded not to do so, and there was that one provided, the ram caught by his horns in the thicket. But oh, God shall provide himself a lamb. Burden bearer, the one that bore the sin of many, bore the sin of his church, his chosen, his bride. And oh, how it seems this hymn came to my mind this morning, Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath, oh, you consider that, poor sinner. Bow down with that sense of sin, your burden. Ah, may you see it laid upon that spotless lamb. May you see by faith that one that so suffered, in the Garden of Gethsemane. And his groanings there, sweating, as it were, those great drops of blood falling down to the ground. What a burden he had to carry. Oh, you might see your sins laid upon him there, that burden bearer, that one raised up, as we say, from all eternity, and in the fullness of time. Yes, it was accounted unto Abraham for righteousness. It was his joy and rejoicing, because he was a sinner also. He saw that one that would bear his sins. And it was as if it had taken place. Bear his sins and his iniquities. Oh, we live in gospel days. With these precious truths before us. Ah, and the Lord speaks to himself in that verse we've taken for our text. Come unto me. Oh, you look at that hymn, 780, I believe it is. That dialogue between the believer and his soul. Oh, you read it at your leisure. But oh, it begins like this. Come, my soul, let us try for a little season every burden to lay by. Come and let us reason. What is this that cast thee down? Who are those that grieve thee? Speak and let the worst be known. Speak him may relieve thee. Is that verse 2? Oh, the soul groans under that burden. Oh, I sink beneath the load of my nature's evil. Full of enmity to God, captive by the devil, restless as the troubled seas, feeble, faint and fearful, plagued with every sore disease, how can I be cheerful? Perhaps that sums up your feelings, poor sinner. Ah. The harp is still hung upon the willows. May the Spirit enable you to consider him. That hymn goes on. Think on what thy Saviour bore in the gloomy garden. sweating blood at every pore, to procure thy pardon. See him stretched upon the wood, bleeding, grieving, crying, suffering all the wrath of God, groaning, gasping, dying. Ah, those portions we read. What a mercy indeed. Ah, yes, they're written by the prophets. But it came to pass, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. The sword of divine justice, due for your load of sin, your iniquities, your vile abominations, was borne by that spotless lamb. Ah, this one, verily God, verily man. Ah, awake, O sword. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. It was purposed in eternity past. The plan of salvation was drawn up there. The eternal Son took upon himself that body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin. Made under the law, to fulfill the law, to satisfy the law. To satisfy the law in every jot and tittle. Ah, and it was satisfied. And oh, those sacred portions we read, and that portion out of Isaiah chapter 63. One that trod the winepress alone. Ah, what a mercy is not left for us to put our hand to it. Not left. Oh, we should soon make shipwreck of faith, should we not? If it was left to us. He trod the winepress alone. So we read concerning him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Ah, a lonely place, yes. The disciples, yes, they could only go so far. While we read, they slept. Wake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. It caused him to cry out in that place there when he began to drink up that bitter cup. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. Not my will but thine be done. He came to do his Father's will. Ah, and all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Ah, they have a part in this work. Is that your desire? You long to know your part. You're bound up in that work of grace. Ah, often consider that concerning that Ethiopian eunuch. I may have spoken before, but the word won't wear out, blessed be God. May it prove to be fresh again and again. Oh, when we're poor sinners and able to draw from salvation's wealth, that which does our souls good, poor needy sinners good. But oh, that Ethiopian eunuch, what a living desire he had. No doubt he was burned also on account of his sins. The Lord knew his need, sent Philip down there to that desert place. Met that one, yes, went up to him in his chariot. Understandest what thou readest? How can I, except some man should guide me? Oh, is it like that with you, poor sinner? You hear these truths brought forth. hear them preached. Ah, you have to cry like this, Lord, I believe. Help them mine unbelief, but open thou mine eyes, that I might see those wondrous things out of the book of thy law, those blessed truths, ah, that give peace and pardon unto a poor sinner bowed down, yes, longing for that Sabbath for their soul. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless. Not my will, but thine be done. And oh, when he is hung upon the accursed tree, causing the crowd to nod when there was a hiding his father's face. Ah, and blessed be God, upon that bore the sin of many, for all that punishment. Yes, that bitter cup, he drank it quite up. And that, yes, because your sins testify against you. And that which, under the law, the soul that sinneth it shall die. That eternal death. That place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Ah, he tasted a death and hell and the grave. Ah, even that death upon the cross. Cursed is every one that hangeth upon the tree, and he's made a curse for his people. His father hid his face. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Ah, bore the sin of men. Bore that, ah, yes, the hiding of his father's face and forsaken for a moment. Oh, and then brought even to that, whereby he bowed his head, but before he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, cried, "It is finished," a finished work. Ah, he trod that winepress alone. Oh, we read that portion again. And what loving kindness it shows forth there, poor sinner. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord, the praises of the Lord according to all the Lord hath bestowed upon us, the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For we read this, for he said, "Surely, they are my people, children that will not lie." So he was their Saviour. Then this verse, in all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old. An everlasting love. An everlasting love. Oh, may you prove that everlasting love. Bound up in that covenant, this covenant, ordered in all things and sure. And oh, as we read then that 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Ah, oh, that one that bore that burden. Yes, he didn't argue against it. Often said this. If one man stands for another and ends up appearing in a court of justice, and when he becomes aware or made acquainted with the punishment that's due for those iniquities, as he might stand or stand as a surety for another, he might begin to say, "Well, I can't go that far. I didn't realize that was what was due." But oh, we read this. He was oppressed. The burden of the sins of his people, their iniquities. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Oh, may you see it's your iniquity, poor sinner. That one that's waited daily at his gates at the post of his doors, many years perhaps, longing for that release, that Sabbath for your soul, laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Ah, he was taken from prison and from judgment and all, and who shall declare his generation? For he's cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Ah, he made his grave with the wicked. Made his grave with the wicked. Ah, my mind often goes to those portions in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. What portions they are. One that made his grave with the wicked. Whereby we read, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people, for in that he himself hath suffered. Being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted. Ah, is it not there then? As we read also in the fourth chapter, their glorious high priest that has accomplished these things. The friend of sinners. The friend of sinners. Oh, when here upon the earth, much to the dismay of the Pharisees and the scribes, he was seen eating with publicans and sinners. And like Zacchaeus, he's gone to be with one that is a sinner. This day is salvation come to this house. Ah, seeing then, go again and enter into the closet, poor sinner. Pour out your heart before him. Yes, tell him how bad your case is. For the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Ah, we have not an high priest which cannot. For we have that one that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Obtain mercy, poor sinner. Oh, you long for that robe of Christ's righteousness, that perfect covering. Ah, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. Ah, that one that pleased the Lord to bruise him, put him to grief. You read it again at your leisure. He saw the travail of his soul. And we read, shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Comes back to that burden bearer, that sin bearer, that one, as we said, came to seek and to save that which was lost. Ah, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Ah, Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath, he entered him once and for all, poor sinner. There's nothing more to pay. The whole sum is cancelled. He made one offering, and it was that perfect offering. Those offerings in time past were just types and shadows of that which is to come. But he offered himself once and for all. And he entered into the holiest and not without blood, his own heart's blood. Oh, a poor sinner, you venture to plead that name which is above every name. You plead that precious blood. You plead the finished law, the satisfied law. Ah, by his sufferings, death and merits, by his Godhead, blood and pain, broken hearts or wounded spirits are at once made whole again. Broken by the law's loud thunder, to the cross for refuge flee. O'er his pungent sorrows ponder. Ah, I believe that was what the Ethiopian eunuch is brought to see and ponder, the sufferings of Christ, the one that bore those sins, his sins. Ah, the one that, that sword of divine justice had to be satisfied. For the law was broken, we've broken it. And it was satisfied. Broken by the law's loud thunder, to the cross for refuge flee. O'er his pungent sorrows ponder, 'tis his stripes that healeth thee. Oil and wine to heal and cherish, Jesus still. Ah, the day of grace has not ended, poor sinner. That fountain never flows. Waits to be gracious, and at the voice of thy cry will answer thee. Nor shall e'er a sinner perish, who in his dear name believes, in his righteousness confiding, sheltered safe beneath his wing. Here they find the sure abiding, and of covenant mercy sing. Seek my soul, no other healing, but in Jesus' balmy blood, he beneath the Spirit's ceiling, stands thy great high priest with God. Ah, the time has gone. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Ah, and is there not there? In that same word, I know he didn't get very far with it. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Oh, may the Spirit teach you these things, reveal them to you. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall, all this shall. So he said, the Lord spake these words. And ye shall, the word declares, his word declares. And ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Ah, that one has borne your burden, carried your sins and your sorrows, and will bring you home to glory at last. Amen. Ahem.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £645.50, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Stephen Rosier is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Woolboys next Lord's Day, who hopes to address the congregation. Let us close with hymn 136. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when sorrows rise, on thee when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. 136.
Thank you.
dear Lord, do be pleased to bless that which is of thee. Ah, may the voice of the shepherd have been heard, the voice of the Saviour, a precious Christ revealed the hope of glory. O Lord, that it might be so. Ah, one brought even into the banqueting house, where thy banner over them is love. O Lord, do lead and guide each one, then we plead, into all truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, may they know the plea, even as a poor one. Ah, Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known and witnessed with the blood. Oh, may they seek to be taught of thee, that thou wouldest reveal thyself to a poor sinner. Yes, through the lattice of the gospel, those precious truths contained herein. Oh, may it be to the joy and rejoicing of their soul. Ah, giving peace, bringing peace where there was turmoil. Ah, pardon where, under the law, condemned. Lord, remember each one, then we plead. And remember us each in the pathway of life, and as we go our separate ways, those things which are before, Lord, undertake and manage all. By the way, unto the end. And, O Lord, we thank thee for giving that measure of strength to the voice, sufficient for the hour. And now, O Lord, pardon and forgive anything thou hast heard and seen amiss. Oh, cover it with a mantle of thy forgiving love, we plead. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.